Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net.
From author Mahogany Silverrain comes the book, Tell Me You Love Me. Tell Me You Love Me is a paranormal and diverse romance novella. This is the first book in the Kenya Clark series. Breaking the laws of magic, a supernatural serial killer is unleashed on the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Special Agent Kenya Clark of the GBI Paranormal Crimes Investigation Unit has been given the case. Her partner hates anything to do with the supernatural. Kenya has a gift that allows her to see the crime through the eyes of the victim. However, in this case, she sees through the eyes of the killer. To solve the case, she must find out what her connection to the killer is. But will she and her partner be able to work together? Tell Me You Love Me from author Mahogany Silverrain is available on Amazon in both Kindle and paperback editions, as well as the author's website, mahoganysilverrain.net. Tell Me You Love Me from author Mahogany Silverrain. Order your copy today.
Jolly Rancher, an erotic Christmas romance by best-selling author Sierra London. Diesel Conrad. She says they're enemies, but his gut says she belongs to him. Granted, he has forgotten some insignificant things in his life, like his own name, but he is certain of two things. One, she wants him. Two, he has the equipment to give her a very merry sleigh ride. Amanda Messy Mandy Murphy. All she wanted was a winter white vacation. But her sister's ex roped her into selling his ranch before Christmas. This arrogant, too gorgeous man is her personal bah humbug, or at least until the accident. Now he's convinced she belongs to him. She's going to need a Christmas miracle, and fast. Jolly Rancher, the number one bestseller by Sierra London, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles. Get your copy on Amazon today.
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the Mahogany Says Show. I'm excited to be back with a brand new guest and having different things going on this week. So I'm still in beautiful, snowy Aurora, Colorado, but I'm happy to be back on the air. And would you introduce yourself, please, Ms. Sapphire J?
Hi, this is Sapphire J. Blue, and I am the host of Conversations with Sapphire J. Blue, where I read your book and we talk about the characters on my show. My show is also on Blog Talk Radio, and I am just so blessed to be here with author Mahogany Silverrain. And I've been doing my show for going on 6 years.
Wow.
And yes, going on 6 years. And I was just talking shop with author Silverrain. It's been a great journey. I've interviewed some pretty great people. And it's just good to really get to know indie authors. I think indie authors don't get enough publicizing.
Right.
They don't get enough publicizing. They don't get enough. People don't know about their books. I've read some indie authors' books where their horror novel to me was just as good as a Stephen King. I've read some indie authors where they have love stories that are so good. And I think that people don't really know who they are and know about them. to date,
yes.
I've had 7,291 listeners to my show.
Wow, that is amazing.
So, yes. And so, I'm
yes,
just trying to raise those numbers.
You're an inspiration. I just started doing this. So, you guys, this is a professional here because I've been at this for a year, a year and 3 months.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just getting my feet wet, really. So, and this is amazing. So I'm glad to have you on the show so we can talk a little shop. And also, we're going to review a book together. Since I just
yes.
finally completed the Lunchtime Chronicles, because I'm up here taking care of my dad and stuff. So I'm trying to squeeze in also writing. So you know how sometimes that goes. Because you also write too,
yes.
don't you? See?
I do.
So, you know, you feel my pain.
I'm a part of two anthologies. And I say I can't, I have books, I have notes all over for two books that I want to write, but
mm-hmm.
I cannot write right now because most of the time, sometimes I do shows 7 days a week. So
mm-hmm.
I can't read and write
gotcha.
Because I don't want to put somebody else's words in my story.
True.
So I always tell people, and plus I work a full-time job. I said once I finish retire, I won't have that on my back, and I'll be able to write.
Oh. Definitely, yeah, I can see that. It just goes a lot just to do one show. I can only imagine doing seven. I haven't even worked up to even doing two yet. I thought about it. It's like the day gets away from me sometimes between things I have to do. So
mm-hmm.
then I'm just too tired. But reading is my first love, so I really enjoyed taking that time for myself just to kind of read and get back into writing. And I can do that without
right.
you know having two different stories in my head. That sometimes you're right, I can't just like read something and then go right into writing. So I schedule times
mm-hmm.
when I want to read so that I know I'm not going to write that day or that afternoon, and then I can enjoy the book for as it is. And I have definitely enjoyed this book, Jolly Rancher. Because it is
yes.
it is hot from page one. I will say that. I wasn't expecting
yes.
all but I like it.
Well,
I mean,
the Lunchtime Chronicles are supposed to be books that you can read at lunchtime
mm-hmm.
to give you a little spice in your day. So we can say that author Sierra definitely gave us a little spice for our day.
Oh, yes. I know, it makes you wish I had a partner. Like, okay. Because now I want to try that Jolly Rancher thing.
I think the whole thing, when you think of sex and you think of the book called Jolly Rancher, to me, it automatically comes in your head as sucking. So,
yes.
Sucking or candy.
Or candy,
so I think
yes.
the sucking of the candy, right. of an erotic book goes so good
mm-hmm.
together that your head is just swimming.
Right. And it's also a good play on words because he is a rancher, you know, and yet does have this nice Stetson hat and this demeanor that Diesel,
yes.
you know, the name made me think of, you know, Vin Diesel. But then when I got into the
yes.
story, it took on a different, I'm like, oh, okay, right, hang on a minute.
Yes.
You know, he's tall, he's got these muscles, he's built, you know. And he likes to spank, so who doesn't love that? So, yes. Oh, yeah.
I like the way that he, from the beginning, turns
yes.
Messy Mandy, which is Amanda, he turns
mm-hmm.
everything she says into sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's usually, like, in a woman's head. Women do that. Women, like, turn the words around and make it sexual. But he starts
mm-hmm.
from the beginning, Diesel, with saying, yeah, like when I carry you off. Yeah,
yeah.
when I pull down your panties. And
mm-hmm.
Mandy, who in the other Lunchtime Chronicles, I think I've read mostly all of them,
mm-hmm.
she's used to being the person with the smart mouth.
Yes.
So this is something a little different for her.
Most definitely. Yeah. And I love listening to Missy Mandy. She cracks me up every day. I always try to see what she's got to say, you know, because it's just, it just comes like right out.
Well, she brings
us
a lot of gossip also.
Yes.
Because her little page, her little, I'd be like, huh, what's going on here? Let me check this out. Let me check out what's going on in the world of gossip. And in these chronicles, that's what she is. She's like one of the main gossipers. And what happens is love comes to find her.
Exactly. Because she was not looking for that. She was wanting to vacation for a little winter wonderland, and that was it. She wasn't thinking about it. She even had her little trusty, what was that, a rabbit? It was like a rabbit. I'm like, okay, that's new.
What's so good is in this story, you know, she says, you know, I have my toy. I don't really need you.
Yeah,
but we
really
all know
you,
a toy can't replace
right.
a man.
No, it really can't. So, fellas, please stop being jealous because it does not replace you. It's just an enhancement, you know, because, it doesn't hold you at night. It won't cuddle with you. It doesn't tell you it loves you.
Right.
So.
No.
So there's nothing to be intimidated.
There is nothing, right. There's nothing like the feel of a man's hands on your body.
Yes. Exactly.
And a toy doesn't replace that. Or a woman, you know, whatever you're into. But it's not. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like the feel of someone else's hands. Let me put it that way.
Yes. Especially someone
and
you really
can get as many toys as you want,
but they will never replace.
They are not going to replace the feel of somebody else touching you.
Mm-mm. But yeah, there's.
I know a lot of people went out and got those body pillows because they were like, "Oh, that body pillow feels like you know." They tried to make people on the commercial like that body pillow.
I have
places.
Yes, because I got it because my doctor said I need to have a pillow to sleep with in between my legs for my back. So I said, well, everybody, you know, I see this big body pillow. I said, well, maybe that'll help, you know. So even when I was married, I still had the body pillow, but I can get spooned from behind, you know. So it didn't feel, you know, I just, okay, I can snuggle and be snuggled at the same time. But now I can't do that.
Exactly.
So now I just have the pillow.
So I was going to say, I don't think a pillow replaces a man. I mean,
it's comfortable.
Because they even have the heated ones now. So they tell
I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope, I mean, that would be nice, you know, to add that extra warmth, you know, when it's cold. But with me and my hot flashes, I wouldn't get it right now.
You can invent all these things you want to try to replace a person, but it's not going to replace a person.
No, it really can't. You know, it's just one of those things. You can, even those, what do they call those dolls? You know what I'm talking about? They're almost kind of lifelike.
Yeah, the bodies. They're like sex dolls.
Yeah, right. The sex dolls. And that does not still replace a person. She can't answer you. She can't do anything.
I can't even.
Whatever you know.
Phantom. I can't even phantom like some plastic something.
Yeah.
Some plastic man.
No, that just, you know.
Or rubbery. It just sounds nasty.
It's a texture thing, but I've seen some really lifelike. I think they have in Japan that are really supposedly lifelike, and they're using more AI. You know. That have intelligence, that can speak to you. I think they're really kind of leading with that. I know it's probably expensive, but at the same time, I just think, why don't just get a person? You know, but I have heard this lady who actually offers cuddling services because her husband is away a lot and she likes to cuddle when, you know, and he's away. She doesn't do anything else, but she will cuddle you for an hour or however long you need and she gets paid for it.
And she's making good money.
Yes. So I think, you know, hey, they're just something you cannot replace. And then she's a person and she's feeling a need. I think that's a good thing, you know, because some people just need closeness.
I'm not one for stranger hugging on me and touching me. So yeah. I don't think so. But she's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
She's making a lot of money. And she, I saw an interview with her. She was like fully booked, especially because of the pandemic. Yeah, she was on Channel 4. Because of the pandemic, she's fully booked. And she is like, she never thought it would take off the way it did.
Right. Because it started just as a need for her. But
And they interviewed like one of the men, and he was saying it's just like so different to have a human being touch you. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
you know,
we're all isolated.
You can't.
Yeah.
But don't, I feel like, you know, maybe I'm somebody different, but you don't have no friends. You know, you don't have a, a female friend that you could say. I think some of my male friends, I think if I said, I need a hug, they could give me a hug. Or could I spend the night and basically you hug me all night? I think they would be like,
yeah.
So it makes you wonder.
Yeah. Well, some people maybe do not have a lot of friends. And there are some people who are or lack the social skills to have a lot of friends. And maybe they don't know how to get friends. Because that is, I've seen people who are just socially awkward. They don't really know how to connect with anyone.
Yeah.
So I think that that's probably, it would help them to maybe come out of their shell a little bit so they can start relaxing around people. But I have friends that we would have cuddle parties, you know, like if we weren't seeing anyone, we weren't dating, so we would have cuddle parties, or, you know, you can call it sleepover if you want to, but, you know, when we're adults, we can't really say sleepover because it sounds kind of, you know, juvenile, but we'd have cuddle parties where we'd watch movies, popcorn or whatever. You know, do masks or whatever, and, you know, paint our nails or whatever fun thing we decided to do, or get drunk and dance, or, you know, but we just enjoy each other, and then we just, like, you know, we were in this, like, puppy pile, you know, where everyone was included. And we had, I had some, you know, guys that came with us, too, so that, you know, they weren't left out because maybe they weren't seeing anyone, and we were their friends.
Right.
We were platonic, so, you know, it helped them, too, so that's what we,
sometimes
And it's just like the five of us, and we just hung out. So,
no, that sounds really nice because that sounds different. I have like I've had sleepovers with my friends, like sleep weekends, but we don't do the cuddle thing. We just get drunk and everybody goes to bed. But and then, you know, one person always starts crying or whatever, and the rest of us just drink. Come on, take another drink. You'll feel better. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all the support you can get right now.
yeah,
we have fun with it.
But see, like you said, you have friends. I guess the people who have these cuddle parties don't have friends.
Yeah. Or the people, that would pay for someone to hug them for an hour or so. So it's a good thing she has this service. Because there are people that just, you know, socially just they don't get along with people. Or, you know, or they don't trust, you know, and there's some who are just like that. They don't trust anybody to get really close to them. But this is a transaction for them, so they look at it that way. And so it's a business transaction, and but it's meeting a need they have. Without getting, you know, too tied up in it or getting emotionally involved. So
maybe I think that's what it is. That's what I see it as. You are getting what you need, and that's the feel of human touch without being emotional. Because even with your cuddle parties, I'm sure you guys are all, you guys all have know each other. You know, you're not cuddling with strangers. So you have that beauty of friendship. Whereas if you were with a stranger, you wouldn't try to push it the other way because, you know, it's not a sex service. But it's a transaction.
Yeah, and I feel safer with my friends. Yeah, if that was just you know, because I know they're there for me.
Even
and
when,
I'm there for them, so
even when I go to a strip club, I don't want nobody dancing on me.
But
I don't want to be. I don't want to be fondled by strangers.
Yeah, I can't blame you there. You know, they're just I might touch her. I might just hand you something, but you know, I really don't want you just kind of grinding on me. I just met you, so I don't know anything about you. So you know, and you and look, and you grind on everybody else. So you know,
exactly. I think that's my thing when I've gone to like, when I've gone to different parties with friends, and they've had like parties at the strip club. And I'm like, she was just over there. She didn't even change her clothes. She didn't even wash down. And now she's coming to, you know, grind all over you.
Yeah. That's...
When they always tell me, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. Because I definitely start, like, saying, whoa,
yeah.
This is not sanitary. You know, and stuff like that. And people laugh.
Or politely
and then
hand her
making fun of the strippers.
Something. Yeah, you know, you're like, honey, here you go. Before you even approach me, let's
right.
take some of the sanitizer and clean yourself up a little bit.
Yes.
You know, just you've been riding on so and so over there. I don't know him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I always say something like, you know, to the guys I went, and I'm like, that's what you like? You know, and my face, they always say, don't look at her. They tell everyone, don't look at her, act like she's not here. Me and my other girlfriend, they always like, act like they're not here because they are haters. And I know I'm not a hater. And they go, they are haters. Do not pay attention to them. And so I said, why? Because I'm going to say, is that what you like?
Yeah.
Where's the reality there? You know, nobody's breasts are that big that stand up like that. Come on.
I mean, it's a fantasy. That's mainly what
yes.
it is, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't, you know, we don't see guys that look like that all the time either. So, it's just,
right.
it's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay. You know, yeah, these are the guys that our romance books are full of, okay? This is, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I'm safer with my book boyfriends than, you know, strippers. But
yes. Because one of my girlfriends used to work at Chippendales in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to go every week.
Oh, okay.
And get in free and drink for free. So, like, we got to know, like, all the dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like nothing. But you saw these people, these women go crazy over these guys and all this kind of stuff. But I was, like, sitting there drinking the drinks, laughing. Look at them making a fool out of themselves. You know, the bachelor
mm-hmm.
parties and stuff. So maybe I see it different.
Well, yeah, you're probably more. I've been to maybe two in my life, so I really,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I love watching Magic Mike and all that. But when it's up close,
mm-hmm.
it was different, and I really didn't touch them. They got close, but I was
mm-hmm.
kind of backed off a little bit. Like here, yeah, you good?
Because right.
it was just, you know, I was like,
mm-hmm.
it just felt a little weird. But now I've gone to female strip clubs, and I didn't have any problems. I mean, it didn't
mm-hmm.
bother me because the guys I was with, you know, we hung out in the gym and stuff. So when I went with them, they wanted to see the girl grind. I was like, okay, you want her to give me a lap dance? You pay for it? Fine. I'll do it. I don't care.
Right.
But, you know, but yeah, if she was hot and sweaty, I'd be like, okay, here you go.
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah, freshen up a little bit, then come back, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll give you a tip just for doing that. Thank you.
Yes. Just for cleaning up.
Yeah,
oh
but they
goodness,
don't get kind of in
so
your
funny.
Face like the guys do, you know? They're really bad
mm-hmm.
about getting right in your, I don't want that in my face. I don't know where that's been.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're not the only one that feels like that. It's just, you know, it's.
Yeah. My friends, and see, my friends know there will be nobody dancing on me. I am there for the entertainment, the food, and the drinks. But
yeah.
I will, and then they, so they've had, like, you know, gotten lap dances and stuff. And then afterwards, I'll say, so, they'll go, no, shut up. Don't ruin my high. You just shut up. And I'm like, I just want to ask you a question. And they're like, no, you be quiet. Because when you get finished, my high will
yeah.
be gone.
Yeah. Oh.
Like,
but that's a natural
like, okay,
curiosity,
okay.
you know? That's why you're good
but
at what you do.
But the next day... I will be right there and be like, so, what was different than that than what you get at home? What was this and that? And I ask them so many questions. And they're, like laughing and stuff. But they're like, see, this is why I didn't let you ask me that night. That night, I was feeling good. I was feeling like you're the man. And I'm like, yeah, you're the man. And so was the next guy. And she went around to like 5 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, leave it alone. Leave it alone. So I guess maybe because, and then when I was younger, they have like the male reviews here.
Mm-hmm.
So, oof, those are dangerous. Because I'm plus size, and what they like to do is take the plus size girl, pick her up, put her on stage, and like do all kinds of stuff for her. So when they came to me, I was like, no, don't even try it. And they'd be like, you're going to like it. No, go find somebody who hasn't had a man touch them. I got men to touch me. Go find somebody who is looking for that touch. Because then you're taking up your clothes and stuff, embarrassing you on stage. Please, I gotta go to work. You never know who's there.
Oh, no.
Somebody from my job. And you got me on stage gyrating all over me.
Yeah, that's a bit much. And they actually start pulling your clothes off. No, yeah, that's a little too much for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
No,
it would get a little wild. Yeah. I was like, oh.
I can watch it, but don't want to. Yeah.
Mhm. But you know, it's good to go so you can see what's out there.
Yeah, but women are, I would say, I mean, they get away with more because there are some things that women do to men that I have never seen a man do to a woman in a strip club. And honestly, like, what happens to the decorum? What happens to being ladylike? You know, something you just go all out, just ripping stuff and just pushing people. I don't know.
But isn't it, for them, it's about the money. So you have to do the best you can. You have to do whatever it takes. Because remember, if you do this to these guys, then when you go to the next table, those guys are going to be like, oh, I want you to do that over here. And you go, oh, well, that over here is like $70.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then afterwards, it's more. So it's
I meant the ladies and the guys strip clubs, you know, going to Chippendales. I meant they get more rowdy than the men going to a female strip club. It's crazy.
Definitely.
It's like, what happened to being courteous? You know, I'm another woman sitting next to you. What are you doing? You know, it's just going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't touch.
They
men can't touch the females like that. But you have women just right up, you know, he puts it in your face, so they're just touching it. You know, and they get away with that. Whereas a man would not get away with that in a female strip club.
Definitely.
He would be pulled off by some bouncer.
Oh, yes.
You know? Mm-hmm.
They'll put their hands on your dress. If you got a dress, and touch you.
See,
the men will
do
that in the club. When you go to the male strip club, they will do that.
Uh-huh.
They will put their hand in your shirt. They will grab your breast.
No.
And I don't think the women can do that. I don't think the women can do that to a man.
No, they're not allowed to do that. And then people aren't allowed to touch them either. So, I mean, well, the one that gave me a lap dance, she told me that she doesn't mind if a woman does it. So I was like, I don't know you that way. So we just going to leave.
Yeah, I guess because women are more gentle than men.
Yeah. And I think sometimes they like actually giving lap dance to women because we don't get all crazy, you know, with them.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
you know, or try and sneak, you know, how guys are.
Right.
But, yeah.
I think also men can get out of control.
Yeah.
Whereas women don't get out of control. I think a man, if you let them touch your legs.
Yeah, but I've seen some women literally tear off what the guy was wearing. Like, he had, and his money was in it, a little G-string. She ripped it off and grabbed him. And I don't mean his shoulders. She just, hey, really?
So what did they do? They moved her away, right?
No, he let her.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept saying, you want
maybe
that baby?
Maybe she gave a great tip.
You know, and I was like, well, she better give a tip because she just ripped your stuff and all your money fell down. So now what you going to put it you know?
Right.
Yeah. But, she was She was really wild. And I was like, and he didn't stop her. Mm-hmm. She just kept on. I was like, you might need a condom in a minute. what she was doing, he was about to go. So.
I guess some women are just like that, desperate. I don't never want to be out of control like that.
That's what, in a public setting. Maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, because that is kind of, you're in a public place. Why would you do that? You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's like, you know, in your face. They want you to enjoy and have a good time, but that's just like a step beyond for me.
Yes.
If I were the dancer, I think I would have been humiliated.
And you know what? The next day. She's mm-hmm. not going to believe that she did all of that.
Probably not, because she was drunk. So,
mm-hmm.
somebody to get her on film and say, look, don't drink like this anymore.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, somebody's going to say something. Somebody's going to take a picture. Somebody's
mm-hmm.
going to do something. And you're going to be, so mortified.
Well, this
you're
going to
be
90s.
So mortified.
I didn't have the...
No.
Cell phone picture thing. But
mm-hmm.
so was, like I said, I've only been to two in my life. That was the last time. So I haven't been to
mm-hmm.
any recently. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that that's what they do. You know, so now
mm-hmm.
picking you up and putting you on stage. And then, nope, it's okay. I feel special. It's all right. I'm good.
Yes. I know in New York, that's what they do. They always find like a plus size girl. And, like, sometimes two of them will come pick her up and bring her to the stage. Sometimes one will come bring her to the stage. And then it's, like, a free-for-all. And it's just, like, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, really? And, you know, I guess you're happy for that. Some people like that kind of attention. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, I'd love
you're
that attention
up there
at home,
for a while.
But... yeah.
And you're entertaining,
mm-hmm.
and people are also saying, oh, my gosh, I can't believe she allowed this to happen. Oh, my gosh, I can't mm-hmm. believe, you know.
But, you know, but nobody's looking away.
Nobody's looking away.
Exactly.
And after a while, you feel embarrassed for her, and then, you know, after a while, they try to get themselves up. But you can't get yourself up so quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Not if they're actually
it's
touching
just,
you and stuff. It's just...
Yes, they're all over them. So after a while, it becomes, like, a little too much. And then they'll say, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm sorry. Oh, stop, stop, stop. But it's already, like, to me, the embarrassment's already there.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah, so you got to nip it in the bud.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so...
But...
That's your beautiful body. I know, right? I'm sorry. We digressed. We went to a total conversation. That's okay.
Sex took
I'm
the whole
and,
way.
You know, that's right. This is the show. So I'm talking about erotic books. You know, hey, one thing led to another. And here we are. So,
yeah.
So Amanda gets to ride her little cowboy. So, you know. But
yeah.
it's exciting to see how things develop for them as well. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fact that he has amnesia, but he, when he's in that state, this is his woman. I love how that just,
right.
know, even in that, I can't remember everything, but this woman is
mm-hmm.
mine. She has to be, you know, that's what he knew, that she had to be, even though
I
she,
just wanna,
you know, I'm not your girlfriend.
I just
want to
let the audience know that they fell, and that's how it was. They fell
yeah.
in the snow. They fell in the snow. And he was so busy protecting Mandy.
Right.
That
he got hurt.
He got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And because he got hurt, he had amnesia. But, you know, I like it when that's what makes the romance. And
mm-hmm.
I want to say that's what makes romantic books. When a person has amnesia and they still remember you.
Yes. Or like maybe you
like they can't remember your name
in their mind, but they
right.
remember you, and you are so strongly in their mind that's the first thing
mm-hmm.
he was looking for. Where's my woman? That's the first thing he was looking for. Where's my
yes.
woman? He woke
and
up.
He was so concerned about
yes.
her.
Right.
He was so concerned about her. He was so concerned about where she was. He wanted her around all the time, and that must be a scary feeling to. be in love with someone and someone is in love with you, but you don't even know, they can't even remember your name.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't that bring the romance there too?
Right. Because if someone thinks that much about me, maybe they're worth getting to know. That they are just,
right.
you know. And especially
mm-hmm.
Someone that, you know, she had the choice between Keanu and
mm-hmm.
Diesel. You know, I'd love Keanu too. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Are you going to pull up in this?
Well,
U-Haul.
Let's just start with he's a rancher.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to go with that whole rancher riding the horse thing. You know, there goes
mm-hmm.
your dirty mind right there.
Yes.
He has money.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to sell the farm.
Yeah.
So we have also right there, you have your money, you have money, you have a great body, you're a cowboy. Ooh, hello. Let's
yep.
just get the sexual juices flowing as we go on.
Right.
So yes.
And a little bit of mystery about him and, you know, the relationship with his father, because that's the reason
yes.
he's selling, you know, and you get to find
yes.
out a little bit more about him as a person that, you know,
yes.
not only is he fine, but he has, you know, he's a really good person and he has, you know,
right.
true feelings and things that he wants to do and
mm-hmm.
what he wants to have in life. So, and he's sure about that because that is the sexiest thing about a man who knows what he wants. What he wants to do, how he wants to do it, and has a plan.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's sometimes guys just think about what they're going to do in a day. Oh, what do you want to do? Have a plan. Don't just step to me and say, yes, you want to go out with me. Well, what are we doing? Have a plan.
Right.
Even in that. Because
exactly.
if you can plan a date, I know you can plan a future. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
And you
what
know
do you
what?
Doing?
If you can plan a date, then you've been listening to me in my conversation.
Thank you. That's another point. Excellent. Excellent. Yes. That's exactly
because
right.
Because then you know what I like. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
to me, then you know what I like, because then you know I like to eat. You know I like Italian food. You know I like Mexican food. You know
mm-hmm.
I like to drink. So you're going to take me somewhere where there's alcohol. You're not going to take me to a
right.
vegan restaurant with no meat.
Mm-hmm. With no meat, exactly. You just have an idea. Ask strategic questions when you're getting to know them.
Right.
They've got these dating sites and these apps. And now Facebook has one I discovered, a dating
yes.
app that's on there. And it
yes.
is just weird. It's connected to your profile, but it's like there's men on there that literally just have not – oh, you're just so beautiful. Did you read? Did we have anything in common? Are you just going by the picture?
No.
You
yes.
know?
Yeah.
And then you have some that have been just so, you know, ladies, don't do glamour shots. If you have a glamour shot, do a regular shot too. I'll say that's a tip too, because these men are freaking out because they're seeing this person on here. And then when they see you in person and you look like, one guy told me, an oompa loompa. That he went out with. She looked nothing like her picture.
But
well,
you
like,
know what?
Okay.
I don't understand in this day and age, why don't you FaceTime someone before you go out?
Yeah, before you go out. Exactly. We're in a pandemic right now. Everybody's on a computer.
Yes.
So it's easier to, and you can. There is, you can Facebook on. I mean, you can FaceTime on Facebook.
You can Messenger them.
You can Messenger them. And you can, yeah, and they have video call. You can do a video call, video chat, whatever, and
yes.
see, you know, how the other really looks and what you're doing and, you know, that you're a real person so that they understand.
But, you know, if I was dating someone, I would want to FaceTime them to see what they look like and also for safety reasons, because if you...
Yes.
You have a picture up there, and then you meet this person, you have no idea. Not only am I video chatting you, but I'm taking a picture during the video chat so that my friends know what
mm-hmm.
you look like
mm-hmm.
in case after dinner, you know, they'll say, oh, well, she was hiking in the woods. My friend person be like, she ain't no hiker.
She ain't no hiker. Exactly.
So I don't know why she got up there.
I know exactly where I'm going. I said, if you have a plan,
right?
You know, okay, I can look these places up and write it down. I know where they're at. I can tell you this is where I'm going to be. This is what we're going to do. So people know where I'm at. So if I don't come, you know where to look. You know, but just.
Are you kidding me? My girlfriend has had me take pictures. If I'm going to your house for dinner, I have to take a picture of the cross street, the sign, so they know where I'm going. If I'm going somewhere, they're like, take a picture. Oh, y'all are going out to dinner here? Take a picture with the restaurant in the back of you. If you don't want to take a picture, then you need to go home because where is he hiding? So there's so many ways. If you go out with a girl in this day and age and you have been catfished because you don't know what she looks like, that means you were just lazy.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do due diligence, period, on both sides. And, or talk on, at least talk on the phone, too, as well. Just, you know, you can video. You can talk on the phone until you feel comfortable. You know, get to know each other. Ask questions. Ask a lot of questions. Because, it's none of this. Well, I don't know. I have no idea. What's his last name? I have no idea. No, you need to know. Because you need to look them up in this day and age.
And talk on the phone different times a day.
Exactly. So you know who,
I've met this guy, and he used to always call me, like, between 8 and 9 years old. And my girlfriend was like, my girlfriend said one day, that's after he took the kids a bath and put them to bed. His wife must go to bed early. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was just, like, not really thinking, but was thinking. I said, he was always calling. So then I said one day, you know what, the time I'm doing my dishes. So I said, can you call me a little later? So he called me later. He was like, hi, how you doing? Like a whisper.
Oh,
I was like, why are you whispering? So I knew something was up.
Wow.
You know, when you call me at 8 o'clock, you miss the life. So, yes, if you're catfished during this time of day, you ask for it because you were looking for something else. You weren't looking for a relationship. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, and you can do a picture search on Google. It's the picture that they have up there. You can, you know, do a search. I've done it to myself and see what comes up. And it shows exactly where my pictures came from, you know, that I've posted on other things. So, you can do that. It tells you where the picture originates from or what sites this picture has been on. There's a lot of people that just, and I wasn't expecting it so much in my age group and, you know, middle age and, you know, 50 and up. And apparently that's a thing. And I'm just wondering, like, okay, at this age, you don't want to play. You don't want to play games. You don't have time for that.
Right.
And you think you're mature to the point where, you know, you don't have time for this. You don't want any little kids.
You would really think to me. You know, you would really think at this age that people wouldn't be playing games, that they would be so honest.
Yeah, like too honest, you know, almost. It's like, okay, I didn't want to know quite all of that, but thank you. But it's just, wait, what time you clipped your toenails and what your mother's maiden name was. It's like, okay, but I'll put that down. Thank you. But, but I can appreciate the honesty at least, you know.
Yeah.
There are some that will talk your ear off or some that just, they don't say anything or they just keep telling you how good you look. And I'm like, okay, is there anything else you want to discuss?
There's more to my look.
Yes. You know, this is because when makeup come off and, you know, I'm cleaning around the house, I don't look like this. Okay.
Exactly.
Or, so
you need
to know.
The prime example is when they call you at 11 o'clock at night, what do you have on? Well, I'm in the house and it's 11 o'clock and I'm in the bed. So I got on pajamas. And guess what? The sexy stuff is not for me here alone. I'm not wasting my lingerie for the nights I'm sleeping alone. So,
no.
What do you think I got on? I got pajamas on. It's wintertime. I live in New York. Hello. I have on flannel. And I got on socks.
It. But see,
sometimes,
I sweat,
you know,
at night.
I try to do a little cuteness for myself, and I try to match the socks up with the nightgown, but it's nothing to be, like,
mm-mm,
looking over here thinking all sexy. Yeah, no.
No, I do a lot of, I guess you would call it a muumuu, but it's not a muumuu. It's, you know, the long dashikis, you know, the African
mm-hmm.
dresses that are really, yeah, that's where I wear. It's comfortable, and because I sweat
yes.
at night, I have hot flashes,
mm-hmm.
I'm not looking, I'm not wearing no slinky gowns. Okay, this is what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bed. And right, and you don't need to be texting me at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, unless you know I'm up and we're friends and you know I'm going to be up doing something, or I'm up writing. You know, send
right.
me a text message first. Hey, what you doing? Or can we talk? Or, you know, I don't have to work tomorrow or whatever. I can understand that.
Right.
But you just calling out the blue at 11 o'clock, like, what's up? No. Uh-uh. What you
are? Let me let you know what's not up.
Yeah, this is not a booty call, okay? You're not coming over here. I'm not going over there. We are in the middle of a pandemic. Thank you. We're not doing that.
And even, I could even say, as I've gotten older, it's not, I'm not going that time of night. If you wanted me to come over, you should have asked me earlier. Because it's dangerous out there. I just feel like it's dangerous.
Yeah, and there's nothing open now past 9 o'clock most places
mm-hmm.
now because of COVID. So where are you trying to go at 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Or like my mom used to say, there is nothing open at midnight except for legs. So have your tail home before then. So,
yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, because you really have to think to yourself that at that time of night, if I'm coming to your house, you should basically be naked because this is what I'm here for.
Mm-mm.
We're too old to be Netflix and chilling. We need to do what we got to do so I can get back home because I got to go to work the next day.
Cause I gotta go to work. Yep. I'm a night owl, but listen, if I got things to do tomorrow,
yes.
I got to get up.
Yes.
I know. 9 o'clock is like 11 o'clock sometimes with you.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
At that time get earlier
sometimes
and earlier.
I'm like, why am I so tired?
Yeah. Especially if you've been busy during the day. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even
mm-hmm.
if I'm not, I work from home, but if I'm running around doing this and the other or taking or going up down to the stairs or doing, I'm exhausted. And you know, then
and you
say,
know
okay,
what
I,
it is
then I have to run
me.
Errands or you know. Yeah.
Right. To me, it's like I'm in the house a lot because of the pandemic. So, like, on days when I have to go out and run errands, when I come home, I'm tired. Those
yep.
streets are rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have a mask on. I'm driving. I'm trying to get back at a certain time. When I get home, I'm exhausted. Because it's
yeah,
not,
once you gotta
peel off the
clothes,
I used to leave the house 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I went out today. I hadn't been out since it snowed here on Sunday. I didn't go out Saturday. I didn't go out Friday. So I went out today. So all those days I was in the house, literally in the house. I went out yesterday and cleaned the snow off the cars because I paid someone to shovel. I cleaned off the cars. That was it. So today going out, like I'm like, wow, why am I so tired? And then I was like, I was walking. Because here, what am I doing? I'm sitting in front of my computer for work, going upstairs, doing laundry. That's it. I think that's the most.
There you go.
Going down to the basement, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to the kitchen, coming up. That's it. So when you're out really in the street, you're like, whoa.
And you're moving around
this
more.
Is a lot.
And I started doing the whole walking a mile a day, but, you know, when it snows and stuff, I don't do that. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because I was trying to, you know, see how many steps I could do for the day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And still sit down and write or still sit down and schedule things and talk to people. And, no.
Right.
You just, you know. So we try to have time to fit someone else into that. You know, it's like, okay. What can we
it
do,
is.
You know?
Right.
So I don't mind the whole video call thing. You see what I look like. You hear my voice, whatever, you know. I give them my website.
Most definitely.
Look, this is what I do. What else you want to see about me? Okay, this is what I do. And anything else, you can ask me. You see it's there. You know, that, and that's fine. And I've had guys just like, oh, okay, you know, you do this. And they'll actually read the books. Oh, hey, I like this. Or I didn't really read anything. Okay, that's fine. That's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're trying to get to know a person, you know, put some effort.
Right.
And no, at this age, nope, you're right. You know, Netflix and chilling. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have plans.
And to me, it's like when you ask me, oh, what are I tell you I have a show, you know, almost every night. So if you ask me when's my show, and I tell you when's my show, and then you say to me, oh, I tried to listen to your show. It was kind of boring because I didn't know the book. Okay, well, I told you how to follow me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have followed me, and at least, if you didn't want to buy the book, at least read the summary.
Yes, sure could. You know, Cliff Notes version.
So, right. Show some interest in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way I can show some interest in you. And I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I think guys don't get all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want you to show some interest in my life. And this radio show is my life.
Right.
If you're going to tell me all the time that, if you're going to tell me, oh, I listened to your show tonight and it was boring. Oh, I listened to your show tonight and it was boring. Then guess what? You're not, this is a part of my life.
Yep. And if you want to be a part of it, this is what I do. So,
exactly.
Oh, you have to do your show again. Really? Is it? Do you really have to do it every week? Now, you knew this when you got into this, you know? So there's
exactly.
None of that. I don't want to hear that because you knew what you were getting into. Oh, amen. Because that's what you know. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think that's
like,
what it
oh,
is,
yeah.
And I think that, right, I think that's what men don't get sometimes. I've gone to baseball games, and I've been bored out of my mind and really wanting to take out my phone and really just read a book.
Mm-hmm.
I've done different things, but you do different things because you want to show someone that you care about them.
That you care and you care about what they're interested in, even if it doesn't really interest you. You know, you find things you do together, but you go to show support. You know, I don't like baseball, but if he wants to go to a baseball game, I'll go. And I'll be the loudest one yelling.
Right.
But I don't like baseball.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't like golf either because it just seems to be boring to watch. You got 18 holes. That's a lot of walking. And you're watching for this ball.
And a little ball that has to go in them.
A little ball has to go far. Now, where did it go? How do they know that's their ball? Yeah. Now, we can play some putt-putt golf.
Right.
Keep up with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. Or even if they want to watch a movie. You know, I love action movies. I have no problem with that. None whatsoever. I'm not really a romantic comedy kind of movie. I know I write romance, but it's just not a movie I get into. I will get more into action.
I can watch some romance. Some romance is just too goofy for me.
Thank you.
And I can't.
Okay. Okay. So you do understand. Because that is, you know, Hallmark. Other than Christmas time, I really can't watch Hallmark. I can't do
it. And you know what? I hate to say it. There are so many men that like that.
Really? I had no idea that.
I have noticed there's a lot of men that like that. And I'm like, but I sat and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I have criticized it to no end. Or I might come out with, she don't know what's going to happen next. And then the guy was like, are you watching the movie? How stupid is she? But if we're going to watch that, then you're going to come over and you're going to watch some little serial killer movie with me. We're going to watch some IDTV about my newest one is Backyard Killers.
Okay.
I'm finding dead bones. So we're going to watch a little of that, and we're going to talk about that, because guess what? This is your neighbors we're talking about. You never know who's living next door to you. So,
right.
Yeah, we can do a balance.
Yeah.
We can do a balance. I don't expect everyone to love reading the way I love reading.
Yeah. But at least,
and I don't
at least read
you,
a little bit.
Right.
At least read.
I,
you
know,
be aware.
Read.
Yeah, thank you.
Know how
at
to
least.
Read.
At least. Just, you know, you don't have to get into my books, but just read. Anything.
Right.
Just read something.
Yes. Read
I read everything. I have no one genre I stick to. I read across the board. This is why I interview authors from across the board.
Mm-hmm.
I like sci-fi. I like murder mysteries. I like suspense.
Mm-hmm.
I like some horror. So, you know, all over the place with it. I can read whatever.
Right.
But
right.
Except for technical books. That'll put me to sleep.
Mm-hmm. No. And I don't I don't like biography. So,
yeah. It depends on how interesting it is.
I don't really want to. Give me a story. I just bought from your commercials. I just bought two of your books because they are paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
So I just bought Tell Me You Love Me. The
mm-hmm.
Tanya Clark GBI series,
okay.
Book number one.
Awesome.
And The Rise of the Luscious Morningside, series book number two.
Yes.
Yes. So
that
I
one
am
has
going
a lot of
to have,
in
to
it,
have
so.
You come on my show, and we're going to talk about them.
Awesome.
Your commercials are great. You know,
it's
funny when, and I'll say this and so the audience will know, it's funny when I talk to another interviewer and
mm-hmm.
I listen to your show, and your show is so different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole introduction is different, and I think that's so great.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's so great that we are both interviewers, but our
mm-hmm.
shows are so...
They're so different.
Your introduction was so different, your commercials and everything. I did try one time to have authors do commercials, and I play the commercials, but I would play them in the middle of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, hold on for like a commercial, like a TV program. I love
mm-hmm.
your commercials. I think that's so great.
Thank you. I try to do them in the middle, but I forget sometimes when I get talking, and I look at the time, I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
I should put one there. And then, so then I'll go back when I edit, and I'll stick them in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just
won't
hear me say, you know, we're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back. You know, but for those just joining us, we're talking with Sapphire J. Blue, and she's also an excellent host and of her own radio
Thank
show
you.
And conversations with Sapphire. So, yes, definitely tune in to her on Blog Talk Radio as well. And she does a lot more nights, so she has more mm-hmm. authors, and she has a lot of listeners. But, and I appreciate you, you know, coming on here with me and talking with me and just having a, you know, a good time listening, you know, reviewing and then talking about all the different stuff. And so I'm going to promote that is, you know, because it's a way we can sit down and talk about just about anything. And that's kind of how I want my show to be, you know, not just books, but
yes.
just like I get to, so you get to know people and people.
Yes.
I find that my listeners like that and getting to know
mm-hmm.
who they're listening to and who they're reading and what the author was thinking
yes.
when they wrote that and things like that. So that's why I like to include that. Do you have a website or Facebook, anything?
I don't have a website right now. I just, you can Google Conversations with Sapphire J. Blue, and I'm on. You can also, anyone listening can, if you put in Sapphire J. Blue, it'll come up. Jeanette Sapphire J. Blue, Charette, you can friend me on Facebook. What I do is I read the book and then I talk to the authors about the book and life. So like, you know, you were saying, during
mm-hmm.
we talk about different things in life, there are things in the book, different opinions. I can say, I could tell, so many authors can say, oh my gosh, Sapphire, last time I came on your show, you hated my main character. And I will give my reasons why. So that this way, I give the author a chance to defend their book.
Right.
And I think to me, that shows the reader that you're really into your book. So that's to make people want to buy your book, because they'll say, this author really is a good writer, and she's really into your book, her book.
Yes.
So I love for authors to come on and really defend their book.
Because it's our babies. I mean, it is for me anyway. They're my babies, and they're the ones that scream at me the loudest sometimes. So I got to get the story out.
Yes.
And yeah, so yeah, so I make a plan, but it doesn't always go that way, and they take over. But it's their story,
yes.
So you know. And so
I
a lot of times
so
I just
important.
Go with it.
I think it's so important for an author to come on, talk about their book, defend their book, and really just be able to talk about their book. And that's what my show is about. And I always say at the end, what did you want the audience to get from the book? And what did you want to learn? Because no matter what kind of book it is, because I interview all types of authors. So even if you have a book that's urban, where your main character kills everybody, well, you want your audience to learn, don't trust people. Because the guy who smiles at you is the same guy who can kill you.
Yes.
So I think that's what's so important. That's why I do the show. I do the show so that people can, the little writer who sits at home and writes their 75-page book about their life or about their area or about something they had, so that people get the chance, different people get a chance to see. And different people get a chance to know who this person is. And they get a chance to meet different people. I love when authors tell me, you know, thank you so much. So many people reached out to me after the show, and it's good because I wasn't out there and I didn't know. And it's good because you want people to meet each other.
Yes. And that's what I asked, you know, what information or what can you share to a struggling writer or would-be author, you know, in publishing their work? What pitfalls do they need to avoid and things like that? Because if you're already doing it, you have that knowledge, and that will be easy to share with others, because there are authors that are listening as well as readers. Because a lot of times they want to say, okay, what's she going to say about my book? You know, I'm like, relax. If I liked your book, you know, if I really didn't like it, I'm really not going to say a whole lot, but I will say it wasn't for me. I won't criticize it and say, oh, she needs to, you know, it would do from a beta read or something. I will say it just wasn't for me. So instead of trying to put it down, I don't like to do that.
I told one author that I couldn't, I interviewed him twice, and I told him I couldn't interview him anymore, and I wasn't going to read any of his books. And it was, he told me he understood. His books were about men on the down low. And I just couldn't, my spirit wouldn't let me read another book like that. And I just felt like it was something, if that's what you're into, okay. You know, he said the books were based on his experiences. But I can't support that. And I'm sorry, I just said I'm not going to put forward a platform for that.
Right.
And he said he understood.
Yeah. And it is your choice as a reader and as a person who interviews, you know, authors, that is your choice. I mean, there are people, lots of people I could ask, or they may ask, and I go and look at their books and see what they're about, and, you know, well, maybe that's not a good fit. You know, but for the most part, I've been pretty fortunate and blessed. I haven't had one that I can say, okay, no, this is not a good thing. I really don't, you know, think it's a good idea. But I'm sure I probably will come across that, you know.
Right. He told me that, he said, well, I have a lot of readers. I have a lot of people who love my work. I was like, good luck to you. I did two interviews with him. And the second interview, I was just like, this is not what I want. I feel like I should be able to, if I have you on my show, I should be able to say, I want to read your book. I want people to read your book. I want other people to read your book. I want to promote your book. And if I can't do that, then I feel like I don't need you on my show.
No, because it's a waste of your time and it's a waste of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that lines up with you, which is why some shows have that disclaimer, you know, the views of this person in their books is not necessarily the views of the interviewer.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And sometimes you may have to say that. You know, I may not necessarily, you know, this person has a good point. I don't agree with this point, but, you know, maybe if the book was good, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't, then I'll just have to say no, you know, altogether. I can't support that.
I have said, because I do have a job, I have said that the views, there are some books that people write about cop killings and prejudice and different things that are going on in society. And I will review your book, but I will say at the beginning of the book that the views are of the author and not of the host.
Right. Some things are triggers, you know, and if I do have some, I try to put a warning so that, you know, the readers can know, hey, this is what to expect. So, you know, if this is going to bother you, maybe it's not a good idea. And it's not about, well, I'm going to lose money. That's not about that. It's about making sure that the reader is not triggered or harmed, you know, or traumatized by reading what you have to say. Even if it went along with the story, it can still traumatize people, you know.
I do it because guess what? I have to go to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, you never know who is listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going on.
Right.
And I don't want it to get back to my job that, you know, they know I have a radio show. They know what I do. But I don't think it should get back to my job that I'm talking about cop killing.
Nope.
When I work with cops. You know?
True.
So.
Yeah. So it's like, that's not something I would support.
Right.
I have an author who is a retired cop who actually writes about things that, you know, his case that he's had, or that he turns them into a story and writes a story around them. And he writes about all types of things, you know, and he called it Cavazzuti crimes. You know, the gangsters or the criminals in his book, he's kind of capitalized on that, you know, by his last name. And he can do that. And he's a former cop. And I love talking to him. And when I interviewed him, and then the book he just put out, one of the characters is based on me. So I was like, I got to read this. And I just got the mail, so I'm all excited to read it. So
excellent. Congratulations.
So, so I was like, I know I'm going to love the character.
Who have named their characters Jeanette.
Ah.
So I have, a couple of authors that I've interviewed over and over again, and I will be reading their book. And when I read their book, I will see the character Jeanette, and they will go, yeah, that's you. But, you know, it's not me per se, but they used my name as a little tribute. So I love it.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's so exciting that he really enjoyed or was inspired, you know, to write a character that was based on my personality. So that it's, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
That is wonderful. Congratulations.
And I love suspense and different things, and having the law enforcement background in my family with my dad and myself formerly. I was like, okay, this is going to be really good, you know.
Wow. Congratulations. We have to talk about it.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I know it'll be great, Carlos. So I'm just saying, I know you're listening probably. So don't get nervous. I like the verse too he had. And, you know, that it definitely, he has heroines in his books.
Okay.
So, I mean, even though the main cop is the one doing, he is based on him, the characters that he comes with or that surround him are really interesting and really well-rounded.
Okay.
I mean, yes. So I really enjoyed his books. I mean, there's a little bit of romance, but there's lots of action, there's suspense, and kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't see that coming. So he's got a few twists and turns that I really liked in his first two books. So I know this was going to be pretty. She's a hacker from New Orleans. And her name is Silver.
Wow.
So I'm excited to see.
Oh, congratulations
how she
to
helps
you.
Them. Yeah, thank you. And congratulations to you, because I know you're going to be doing bigger and better things, you know, especially with interviewing different authors. And I'll get up there. I'll get up there with you.
You are there. When we were on, a lot of authors know you. I was just telling a friend today. I was like, so many authors know you. I didn't even know who you were when we were on the Zoom.
Oh. Okay.
So I was thankful to author L. Lawrence, you know, for having me on the Zoom. And that's why I stayed on all day to, like, basically just learn all these people.
People who are coming on, yeah. And trying to, and,
yes.
Because everybody knew you. And whether it was Jeanette or Sapphire, they knew. You know, it's like, oh, okay.
Thank you.
It's like, oh, yeah.
It's been a long, hard journey to get here. I will say that.
Yes.
It's been a long, and I thank God for my blessings. It's been, you know, it's, people don't realize it's a lot of reading. It's a lot of, now I have my Kindle, so I can have my Kindle read it to me while I work. So while I was working, I used to listen to audiobooks. So now I have the Kindle read the story to me. So this way I used to have a longer commute. I used to ride the train for an hour and a half. Between the train and the bus, it was an hour and a half in, an hour and a half home. So I had plenty of time to read. But I started taking a shorter way to work, more money, but it was shorter. So I didn't have the time to read. So I had to think of a way to still get my reading in to have my shows, because I was having shows at like 10:30, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and it was so late, and I still had to get up early in the morning. So when I got the Kindle Fire and I realized that the book could be read to me, that was so much easier. So at work, while I'm working, instead of listening to an audio book, I listen to the book I have for my show. So I'm able to have my show earlier. And it's more convenient for the authors and it's more convenient for me. So, yes.
Yes. Well, kudos to you. It's amazing trying to do a full-time job and do this every day.
That is
something, because I can't do it yet. Obviously, I'm not going to do it yet, but that is something to aspire to, so that I can do more shows. And also, there's a lot of books I want to put out this year, so I kind of, January was kind of a hiatus for me. So I'm glad I got that time to kind of get some of the writing done, so I can get some new stuff out. Because I see everybody coming out with new stuff, and I'm like, oh, I need something new. I need to get this. I need to finish this. So, and that pushes me to, you know, to be that way, to get more done. And I know there's things that I'm, you know, fluctuating in life, you know, as it goes. But I like, and I do so, and I enjoy talking to people and getting to know them, and you know, see how they do things, and maybe that can help someone else. Because you're right, you never know who's listening. And I've even told me that some of the people I've interviewed, they're like, oh, that was really fun, and you guys made me laugh, or, you know, I was really upset, but I was hearing you guys, and, you know, I really, like, enjoyed the conversation. So I've had people come on that, you know, we've been military, we got into the whole military thing, we've had a long military discussion, so it was fun, you know, so I got a chance, so they get to see a different side, not only me, but other authors. That we have, you know, all these different little crazy quirks and sides, and that are good, you know, that helped us, you know, these are things that help shape us into the creative people that we are. So,
exactly.
You know,
and you can learn so much from different authors, and you can learn so much from different things and different ways of life and different things that people write about. That's what's so important.
Yes, because you can save someone time, money, energy, you know, putting them in the right direction, or just pointing them where to go or focus on, instead of spreading themselves so thin. Like, you know, if I had that kind of, hey, do it this way, you don't have to struggle with this, it makes it so much easier. And I have had a couple authors that have done that with me. They're just like, hey, you know, mm-hmm. let's do this here. You don't want to go do this, or you don't want to do that because it's going to cause issues or whatever. And that there, it's invaluable. You know, anything that they can share that would help anyone else.
I think it's invaluable that you learn so much. This is a platform where you learn so much, and where we can learn so much from others, as well as others can learn from us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good.
Most definitely.
I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate being on your show. I want to thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yes. I have enjoyed it. And even the stripper discussion. Which I know people are going to, I'm definitely going to have people call me, hey, what was that about? But that's what we do. It's kind of off the cuff on here. So you never know what's going to be said. I might give you, a preview of what we're going to talk about. But, when we get to talking, it's like when Elle Lauren's on here, we get to talking about so many different things. You can't even tell.
You coming on my show, and I look forward to coming back on here. Thank you so much.
Yes, most definitely. Anytime. You are definitely welcome. And again, her show is also on Blog Talk Radio with Sapphire J Blue, Conversations with Sapphire J.
Yeah.
So must definitely give her a listen. And she has lots of different authors on there that I've listened to, and we discuss their books in detail, even more so than I do. And I'm pretty sure my listeners will also agree that that's a good thing too, that that they want to get into. And we've had some of the same people on both of our shows, and because they are so different, but I like having other hosts on my show and being on their show because we get to learn from each other as well. And I've enjoyed Katara being on here, and there's another girl, Let Me Ask You a Question podcast. Thank you guys, for their support too, who've actually reviewed a book with me. We reviewed audiobooks together, and that was awesome. We had a good time. We laughed. Mm-hmm. So I would enjoy having you back anytime you want to come on, and when you finish your book, so I can talk to you, I can read your book, and we'll talk about it.
Yes, I would love
it. Promote it.
I would love it.
We got to get you a commercial.
Thank
team,
you.
So definitely. So that I'm definitely want to do that, because I know you have a lot of passion in what you do, and you've interviewed a lot of authors. So I know you're going to go right into no problem. So that's
going to
be good.
Yes, I'm going right into paranormal. I'm going right into paranormal.
That's one of my favorites.
Yes. Shapeshifter vampires. So, yes.
Yes. See, there you go. And you heard
straight into paranormal. I'm a paranormal girl, and I have the paranormal in my head. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely
going to
be paranormal.
I may write something else. That's my bread and butter right there. I said I may write something else, but that's my bread and butter is paranormal. So I think that's going to be amazing. So I hope
you
enjoy.
Thank you so much.
And the Kenya Clark series, she's a little different, but her work is based on some of my law enforcement background with my family. So I hope you enjoy it. And the supernatural aspects of it. So I combine one of the two family passions. So, I look forward to being on your show and having you back here. And I thank you all for tonight and listening to Ms. Sapphire J with me and learning how wonderful she is. And Sapphire is my birthstone too. So I'm a September Virgo baby. So Sapphire is my birthstone. So, yeah, see? Awesome.
That's where it comes from.
That's right. Awesome. And it was amazing getting to know you and getting to talk to you and see how you work. And that is awesome. So you have another supporter here. And I definitely treat you and April and Katara. I will push you guys. So we got to keep forward.
Yes.
So I wish you
all a
wonderful evening.
Katara is so great. I listen to her show also. I call in and let her know I'm listening. She goes, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got 5 minutes, but hi. So, yes, we have to support each other.
Yes, because there's a lot of us, there's a few of us that I even know about and a fellow black women who have podcasts. And I found a group.
Yes.
You know, you may even be interested in Women Media Connect.
Yes.
And they, they're a good resource and
I would
support
love it.
As well. Yes.
Yes.
So
I
found them
on Instagram. We have
Instagram.
To promote each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because our shows are not the same. They're all different. Well, like she just talks about different wines, honey. She could grab your glass of wine and come on, let's talk, you know. So there's so many different avenues. It's like it's not really competition because we're in so many different ways and do things in it, you know. So it's open for anyone. So
okay, great.
Thing.
Please send me the link so that this way I can connect.
Yes.
I would love that.
Definitely. Okay. Well, thank you all tonight for tuning in to the Mahogany Says Show. It's been your host tonight, Mahogany Silverain and Ms. Sapphire J, and you'll hear us again sometime soon, either on her show or my show. So be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And you all have a great evening. And I wish you blessings, peace, and love.
Thank you.
Listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Thank you and good night.